Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Blowjob Heaven, Sunday Obedience, written and read by Sundial. You're thrusting your hips, my head clamped between your hands, and you fuck me hard, your dick stretching my mouth wide, saliva pooling on my chin, and I'm hyper aware of my discomfort, knees pressed as they are against the cool, bare hardness of the floor and the angle you're keeping me at. I'm neither able to sit back to my heels nor properly rise. My balance is a mess, and my thighs are straining. He strokes his cock down my cheek, a deliberate reminder. I instinctively look up at him. His face is dimmed against the toilet window behind him, and it fascinates me. He is glinting in the darkness. The tiny details in the lines there in his forehead and around his eyes, and the set of his lips speak volumes of his intention. And I spin into an erotic daze of pure sluttish desire. I look to you, and your face is a mirror of his, all purpose. What you're taking, what you're doing, your eyes burning down at me, mouth a hard line. And my chest swells, my heart clenches with excited pride, and my cunt is achingly empty, slicked, dripping with my wetness. I fasten my hands to your hips, pulling you even deeper in, and my arms take some of the weight out of my screaming thighs. Oh, you grunt, and I thrill, a smile forming on my stretched lips. Your hands relax in my hair, pushing it back and gathering it together in a messy ponytail. But you don't need to use it. I've taken control of this now. I'm owning your cock, and I'm not going to let you go until you come. I want you to explode in my mouth. I want to feel hot spurts of your spunk pumping into me, making me gag and swallow, your dick pulsing and quivering between my lips. I want you to come hard in my mouth, so hard I can't swallow it fast enough, and some of your slickness will leak from the corners, dripping to your balls pressed there against my chin. There's no delicacy in what I'm doing now. It's just all hungry, debased, slut-thrusting fuckery with a single goal. And your grunting, hitching breath tells me I'm going to get what I want very soon. But then you do use my ponytail against me. Just before you tip, you pull hard on it, and my head is stilled. For a split second, I consider fighting you, just using my hands clamped as they are to you, to buck your hips, to fuck your dick into my mouth, to drag you over the edge, to force fuck you to orgasm. I so very much want to, and I so very nearly do. But I am, for the most part, a good girl, and it is Sunday, after all. Those two factors win the battle, and I push my desire down, swallow it if you like, and I let my hands fall to my sides. You pull your dick out of my mouth, and you reward me with an involuntary breath as you do it, and with that you're sharing just how close to tipping you are. Oh, feeling so gorgeously bratty, I grin up at you. For a moment, you hold your face stern. But then you can't help it, you're grinning back at me.
Close,
you say, letting my hair go. You step back, and you stroke a hand down over yourself. A familiar gesture you use when you've just come back from the brink. Like you're calming your junk. I'm still grinning at you, delighted by this. He moves to take your place, holds his dick out for me, stroking around the base of it. And I watch. I can already taste him in my mouth, feel the contours of his dick on my tongue. My hand comes up to rest against his hips, and I rise a little more to get level with him. He strokes his cock downwards over my cheek. I look up at him and lick his tip as it passes, a grin on my lips. He holds it out then, and I stroke my cheek against him, nuzzling the base of him with my lips, my nose. I can smell the soap he uses, and it triggers me. I want more. I want to experience the musky scent of him under his soap. That gorgeous, sweet, salty flavour. I want to savour him. And so I nuzzle the base of him, licking his balls. All the while, making sure to keep my face in contact with his dick. And I find what I need in the crease where his balls meet his thigh. I close my eyes, breathing deeply of him, running my tongue over him. The lightest sweep, right there, luxuriating in the sensual pleasure of him. His hairiness, his taste, his scent. And I'm losing myself to my senses, slipping outside of reality. When I look up at him again, he's staring at me, at what I'm doing to him. His eyes are taking in all of me, and I feel so appreciated. Like a picture of pornography. He looks over my shoulders, and I oblige him. I stick out my sensitive reddened ass and bounce it a little, just for him. Bending, he reaches down. And he rewards me with the tweak of a nipple. Oh. He looks down at me, down into my eyes, and time slows. The moment stretches, slipping me further into this unreality.
Suck me,
he says. His voice is low, hypnotic. And though he spoke quietly, his words swell around me, filling my head. But it's not the words that affect me. It's the cadence. The low, grating, smooth sound of his voice. The compulsion floods me. It floors me. Kissing his hand there at the base of his dick, I work my way up. And though I so badly need to have his cock in my mouth, I do it slowly. I'm salivating. When I take him into my mouth, copious amounts of spit coat his head, slicking down the length of him with my lips. And I am just feeling him, every single inch of him. How hard. How solid he is, how pronounced the veins on the surface of his cock are against my lips as they slide over him. Feeling how he expands and raises the soft palate of my mouth with his girth as he slides deeper in. How the tip of him pushes past my tonsils into the back of my throat, cutting off my breath. It's so fucking good to have my mouth filled with cock again, completely filled. That familiar tension in my jaw, from how wide my mouth is stretched around him. A tiny moan of pleasure escapes me, and I let my mouth glide over him, relinquishing him just the smallest bit before taking him deeply in again. His warm hands encase mine. He takes my hands in his, pulls me up by them, and I rise, bending at my hips, sticking my ass out again, resisting his pull, keeping his dick in my mouth. I don't want to let him go. I'm drunk with sensory pleasure, and I'm not ready to stop. I want to keep him in my mouth. But he's too strong, pulling me incessantly, inexorably higher. I suck hard as I can, as though by sheer force of suction I can keep his cock buried in my throat. He pops out of my mouth with an audible plop, and then I'm struggling to get my feet under me, and I'm coming out of my daze. Still, he pulls, and now I'm standing, looking up at him, into his staring, hypnotic eyes. He wraps my arms around his neck. Oh, his lips looking so fucking inviting. That kiss I desire from him becomes my sole focus. He boosts me up to his level, and I wrap my legs around him, hugging him with my thighs. His cock just under my cleft. He lets me slide down his body a fraction until it threatens to invade my cunt. Oh, his face so close to mine, his breath rustling my hair, his nose nudging mine, his dick twitching at the entrance to my achingly needy cunt. So fucking close. I wriggle, wanting him, trying to make him just slip inside me. And his lips brush over mine, teasing, teasing. Oh, he moves, deposits me on my still burning ass on the edge of the table, the vibrations of the butt plug buzzing audibly against the surface. You advance on me with a blindfold in your hand, and you bind my eyes closed. My heat notches up, my clit thrilling and pulsing, and I can't wait to find out what you'll dish up next.
Get on your hands and knees. Show us your cunt,
you say. You pinch my nipples hard, and the pain makes me gasp. When you let go, I scramble to my knees on the table, and I present myself. Your hands glide over my sopping cunt, dipping in and finding my G-spot again. A prolonged moment of delicious torment.
Enough waiting,
you say. Then your fingers are pulling at my butt plug and my muscles release it. It slips out of me, leaving me primed, wide open and ready. Completely desperate for you to finally fuck my ass. That was Blowjob Heaven, Sunday Obedience. Written and read by Sundial. And you can find more of me at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.